Morning, everyone. At 7 a.m. every Wednesday morning, I cry out for mercy from my personal trainer at the gym, having just completed an hour-long class which he quaintly calls the Gladiators class. My gladiator name, believe it or not, is Daredevil Dave, which I know is not particularly Christian. But then again, you try feeling Christian flat out on the gym floor at 7 a.m., bathed in sweat, gasping for breath. I cry out for mercy from she who must always be obeyed at 5 a.m. every morning on my way to the gym for waking her up. She can sleep in on the weekends, of course. She thinks I'm extreme. I think I'm just an ordinary bloke who needs God's mercy day by day and moment by moment. Let's pray. Loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my God, and my Redeemer. May the name of Jesus be lifted up. May your Holy Spirit move with power in this place. May all that is done and said be done and said with your authority, in accordance with your will, our Heavenly Father. And at the end of it all, may we each receive an abundance of your grace. Amen. Crying out for mercy, receiving an abundance of grace. An ordinary bloke in England needed God's mercy one day. He was connected with an Anglican church there. It's called the Parish of Canford Magna in Dorset, a church where healings are known to have happened from time to time over the years. The church warden there, name of Peter, had a neighbour and a good friend who was caretaker at the local school, age 65 and due for retirement. The caretaker and his wife were planning a big road trip when tragedy struck. The caretaker suddenly went blind in one eye. He went to hospital where tests were done. The diagnosis was that the blindness had happened because of a hemorrhage behind one eye, at the back of the eye. The bad news was that the doctors could do nothing medically. The caretaker told Peter, and Peter asked if he could pray for his friend, and we'll see shortly what then happened. Sometimes life is like that, isn't it, eh? You can have the plans, the dreams, the hopes, and life can be going along just fine. And then all of a sudden a Collins Street tram comes out of nowhere and runs over the top of you and you're flattened like a pancake. More times than I care to count, I've found myself crying out to God for mercy when just this has happened. And those are the times when there are no quick or easy solutions, are there? There's just this growing sense of quiet desperation that hangs over everything, particularly with pain, suffering, illness, where life itself may even be under threat. I resonate deeply with David of old, who wrote in Psalm 77. If you've got your Bibles there, just keep your finger in Psalm 77. We'll be going back to it. From verse 1, I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord. At night, I stretched out untiring hands and my soul refused to be comforted. I remembered you, O God, and I groaned. I mused, and my spirit grew faint. You kept my eyes from closing. I was too troubled to speak. I thought about the former days, the years of long ago. I remembered my songs in the night. Some here today are in that place of distress and darkness. And some 2,000 years ago, a blind man called Bartimaeus was in just such a place. His story is in Mark chapter 10. We find Jesus walking outside Jericho on his final journey to Jerusalem with a large group of pilgrims all going to celebrate the Jewish festival of Passover. He was probably teaching as he walked because that's what rabbis or Jewish teachers did. The crowd was attentive and they were trying to listen. There'd been 3 years of healings and miracles and teaching that had astonished everyone and had changed many lives, and there was a buzz everywhere that indeed this man just might be the Messiah, the one who would overthrow the Roman occupiers and bring salvation to Israel and establish the kingdom of God on earth, and he would reign as King of Kings. Jesus and the pilgrims that day, they passed a street beggar, a blind man, who had his cloak in front of him to collect coins. He'd heard about this rabbi and what he'd been doing. He'd no doubt heard rumour that this man called Jesus was the promised Messiah, spoken of by the prophets of old, such as Ezekiel. In Ezekiel chapter 34, "The days are coming, says the Sovereign Lord, when I will place over my sheep one shepherd, my servant David, and he will tend them. I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David will be prince among them. I will make a covenant of peace with them. I will send down showers of blessing. There will be showers of blessing in season, and they will know that I, the Lord, their God, am with them, and that they are the sheep of my pasture, declares the Sovereign Lord." And Bartimaeus would have also heard of the prophet Isaiah. In Isaiah chapter 63, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed." There was no way blind Bartimaeus was going to let this golden opportunity pass him by. This was his time. He shouted,
"Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me."
Some of the pilgrims told him to sit on it, but no, this was his time. He wanted his healing and he wanted it now. He was desperate to escape his prison of darkness and despair. He longed for mercy and grace. He told the pilgrims where they could go by shouting even more,
"Son of David, have mercy on me."
Crying out for mercy, yet to receive grace. Some here today, I believe, are desperate to encounter God in a real way and are crying out for mercy. Many here today, I believe, are struggling with the big questions, going back to Psalm 77, questions that David there struggled with. From verse 6, "My heart mused and my spirit inquired, will the Lord reject forever? Will he never show his favour again? Has his unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all time? Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has he in anger withheld his compassion?" Some here are in need of healing of their emotions or even physically, like Bartimaeus. Some have never met this one called Jesus and are spiritually blinded and are caught up in sin and need their salvation, and they are crying out for mercy and longing to see Jesus. And some here today are burdened and are carrying a heavy load, and some need comfort and support and care and compassion from those who will be praying for them shortly. Those praying understand that life can be very tough indeed. Some have hearts that have gone cold, and you've turned away from God, and you've done and said things that can never be taken back. But today, you just need to come back by crying out for mercy and asking for yet another chance. Some here today have done things long and hard in their own strength and need strength from above, the blessing, the empowering, the filling of the Holy Spirit. Perhaps a loved one isn't here today, and you can stand in their place and receive prayer for them. And even now, the Holy Spirit will just be doing a gentle nudge of these dear ones and saying, trust me, for I am a God of mercy who desires to meet with you and to pour out showers of blessing upon you, that you will indeed receive an abundance of grace, and for some even here today, your salvation, my blessing, your healing. And just as blind Bartimaeus grabbed hold of that golden opportunity because he knew he might never again get another one, so for some here today, this is your moment, this is your time, this is your opportunity for a divine encounter with this God of mercy. For he cares for you as the good shepherd who has compassion upon you and wants to give you an abundance of grace. Bartimaeus had waited such a long time, perhaps a lifetime, for his moment of mercy. With Bartimaeus, Jesus said, call him. Just as God the Father would say to some here today, Janet, I'm calling you. Andy, I'm calling you. Kath, I'm calling you. Jesse and Robert, I'm calling you. Jeff, I'm calling you. Will you respond to his gracious invitation and meet with this God of mercy, that you would see this day and see clearly and receive from him an abundance of grace? For Bartimaeus, this was his moment of mercy, and there was no holding him back. He threw his cloak aside, almost as though he were casting aside his past and all that had held him back. The coin scattered, I imagine, everywhere, as he jumped to his feet and he made his way eagerly toward Jesus. And Jesus asked Bartimaeus, just as he would ask many here today who would respond to his call, what do you want me to do for you? This is the big question. God wants to hear the cry of our hearts and to respond to that cry, full of grace, full of mercy, full of care, full of compassion. For Bartimaeus, this was to be the day prophesied by Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 35, that he would see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God, that the eyes of the blind would be opened, the ears of the deaf unstopped, like water gushing in the wilderness and streams in the desert. Bartimaeus answered this question, I imagine, with a sense of quiet determination, imploringly, what do you want me to do for you?
Rabbi, I want to see.
Jesus responds gently and with compassion, go, your faith has healed you. And immediately the sight of Bartimaeus was restored and he followed Jesus along the road. Crying out for mercy, receiving an abundance of grace. And over in England, some 2,000 years later, our church warden Peter and his neighbour and friend, the caretaker, well, Peter started to pray for him, laid his hands gently on his friend's forehead near to his blind eye, and asked God the Father, through Jesus, to send his Holy Spirit, just as will happen here with us praying shortly for numbers of people. The Holy Spirit came very gently and peacefully upon the caretaker, and all the stress and strain and worry was lifted at that moment of mercy, and instead a smile came upon his face. And when he opened his eyes, Peter's friend could see clearly from both of his eyes, and the Lord's name was praised. The caretaker kept the next appointment at the hospital, and the doctor, after looking at his bad eye and getting him to read a card with it, assumed the notes had put down the wrong eye by mistake. The doctor checked again, and found that not only were both eyes perfect, but that Peter's friend could read the smallest letters on the card that he was unable to read even beforehand, before his blindness. His driver's license was returned to him, and he and his wife enjoyed their road trip and their retirement together. Yes, indeed, crying out for mercy and receiving an abundance of grace. And so Bartimaeus came to follow Jesus, to become committed to a lifetime of discipleship, with his life being given a new direction, a new purpose, new hope, no longer bound by a lifetime of darkness and despair. And Jesus continued on toward Jerusalem, having responded to one man's desperate cry for mercy, when he well knew that in Jerusalem his last week awaited him, and that his mission on earth would be completed at Golgotha and finished on the cross. The verse immediately before this story in Mark chapter 10, the story of blind Bartimaeus, in verse 45, Jesus says, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many." He died at Calvary, my friends, and his blood was shed that you and I would receive our salvation, be forgiven our sins, and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Ordinary people everywhere need to cry out to God for mercy day by day and moment by moment. For some here today, this will be your moment of mercy, a golden opportunity for you to meet with this one called Jesus, to cry out to him for mercy and for your help in your time of need. But he needs you to want to do that, for you to ask him for mercy and to tell him what is troubling you. You don't need much faith at all to do that. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16 says, "To the community of faith, let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, that we may receive mercy and find grace for help in our time of need." This is better than tormenting ourselves with questions like David did again in Psalm 77, "Has God forgotten to be merciful?" he asks. "Has he in anger withheld his compassion?" And no doubt this is the cry of the human heart. But ultimately these questions are pointless and they lead us nowhere. What leads us somewhere, as blind Bartimaeus discovered, is crying out to Jesus for mercy and opening ourselves to a moment of mercy that we might receive an abundance of grace. Grace, that loving presence of God brought to us by the Holy Spirit here and now, today, and at work in and through us. And David in Psalm 77, from verse 10, he turns around these agonizing questions when he says, "Then I thought, to this I will appeal, the years of the right hand of the God Most High. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will meditate on all your works and consider all your mighty deeds. Your ways, O God, are holy. What God is so great as our God? You are a God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples. With your mighty arm, you redeemed your people." My friends, when we surrender ourselves like this to such a God, we encounter a God who is full of mercy and full of compassion, just as the Apostle James says in James chapter 5, verse 11. And for those who need prayer for healing today and who have a medical condition or illness, and perhaps it's even life-threatening, others might need healing of their emotions. James, just three verses later, he introduces us to this God full of compassion and mercy, and then he says, he invites us to call for prayer with anointing with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith will make the sick person well. This oil is called the oil of joy in the scriptures, and it's applied on the person's forehead, just with the sign of the cross as a mark of God's grace. so that the sick person is set aside to receive a blessing from God. And what then happens is really entirely up to God. I've got to say that while we might like it otherwise, there are no guarantees here. God does not promise to heal everyone of everything here and now. Some may be healed here today or in the next few days, and some may not be, and we'll never understand why that should be so. Either way, in asking for prayer with anointing with oil, the sick person is worshipping and surrendering all of this to God, this God of mercy and compassion, and therefore most definitely will receive an abundance of grace here and now. And therein lies the joy, I believe. We can but together cry out for mercy. And blind Bartimaeus back then, well, he was just an ordinary man, one who one day encountered the Son of God. He cried out for mercy, and he received an abundance of grace. And today, he's every man. He's everyone who longs for a moment of mercy at a time of great need in their lives and who chooses to surrender all to this one called Jesus and so receives an abundance of grace. Grace. Amazing grace. Let's pray. Oh, loving God, Lord of mercy and compassion, we humble ourselves before you this day. As a community of faith, we join together and we do indeed cry out for mercy. We trust in you, our loving God, to come by your Holy Spirit even now, to come in power, to minister your grace in our midst. Loving God, for many here today, we pray indeed that there would be salvation, that there would be the filling, the blessing of your Holy Spirit, that there would be miracles of healing. Loving God, we have faith in our hearts for that as a community of faith. Just be giving, even now, we pray, a divine nudge to those whom you would be calling to receive prayer. And be merciful, we pray, our God, because of Jesus, all because of Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.